B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Ho, ho, ho! Hey!
Hey! Oh, it's you! I almost didn't write. I thought it was Santa calling!
Boy, it sure is great to be in a holiday spirit.
You know what? And I'm surprised you're calling the show here. Well, you know, I haven't heard from you in a while, but it's great to hear you in great spirits there, Tony.
Well, I've been thinking about you since the last time I called. And I will tell you, tonight is going to be a wonderful night. I've had a lot of help from Santa's little elves.
Well, tonight's the one hell of a night. It just really sounds like something's going on in Tony D'Amico's world.
Tonight is going to be just spectacular. I've made all your favorites.
Whoa.
I got the little cocktail sausages, wrapped them up in Bisquick. And I even went myself all the way to Little Warsaw and got you homemade Dodo Kugel. I got it all ready for you. I'm making hush puppies. Everything that you love.
As a matter of fact, Tony,
I took the tater tots with onion that you like, and I put fishing line between them and used them as a garland.
Well, stop it a second.
Tree.
Stop it a second.
And White Glove John is going to be singing Christmas carols.
That's great. Okay.
So we're going to, you know, the liquor's going to be flowing. The buffet's going to be there. You know, I got a tree for the first time in years. I feel like I'm 20 years younger. And it's for the first time in a long time, thanks to you and Haiti.
Right.
And I really feel the Christmas spirit. I got you guys some gifts. And it's all about you and all the things you've done for the restaurant over the years. You've not only been kind to me, you've been there for my brother Dom. And you guys, you've just come through like champs. And I just want to tell you I love you.
Oh, well, we love you too, Tony.
I love you both. I don't say it enough.
Yeah, and it's going to be a spectacular. What is it? A spectacular?
It's going to be a Christmas spectacular.
A spectacular.
It's okay. You know what? It's Christmas. Make fun of the way I talk.
Tony?
Have fun with it. For Haiti, I'm putting on a Santa suit, only it's in dolphin colors.
Oh, he would love that if he was good. Now, hold on a second. Wait, stop.
And I got Tony. So many gifts for you guys.
Yeah.
You know what?
What?
It's going to kick me in the ass on January, but somebody was silly enough to give me plastic. One of those high-rate store cards. Okay. But you know what? It doesn't matter. It's all worth it. You can't put a price on friendship and brotherly love like we're going to have tonight at the restaurant.
So you're having a Christmas party tonight at the restaurant, huh?
We're not surprised. I'm in a tornado. Yes, we're having a Christmas party. Not just any Christmas party. It's Cape Crape and Chowder presents An Evening with Stan and Haney on display. And don't worry about it. If you forgot, I got some extra wise man costumes for you.
Wait, stop for a second.
Because I'm going to be, I guess, one of the wise men. It looks like a generic shepherd thing with a cane. So you can be the other two. And, of course, Big Tim, you remember him, the retarded fellow, he wants to be the baby Jesus. So I need a Mary. I might have a Joseph here. But ideally, if there's a married couple that would like to be, Mary and Joseph, we got a big baby Jesus.
Tony?
stand in so many things that I am finally going to tell you tonight. And you'll understand over years of our friendship how much I've been through.
Oh, Tony, please don't cry.
No, please.
Don't cry, Tony.
All of these things, you probably don't even know sometimes when you help me out.
You know I try.
It is safe to say, Stan,
yes.
Amy, but especially Stan, I'd probably be dead if it weren't for you. I had given up on life, and I thought I didn't have any fight left to me when the health inspector comes through and all of the just the daily, mold that comes through your life, and then you and I have a laugh or we have an argument, and all of a sudden I'm back in fighting shape and trying to stay alive and keep this restaurant going. And that is you, my friend. That is you, because you've always been there when you need me.
When you need me.
On me?
Sometimes
you just don't understand just how much you mean to me, and this is long overdue. I should have done this for you years ago, but God knows how many years I got left, and I got to make sure that at least once, especially during Christmas time, that I show you and Amy to a lesser extent, but mainly you, Stan, to show you just how many lives you touch.
That's nice. Tony, I can't come.
You still got it.
No, Tony.
I hope you'll favor us with some jokes like that tonight, too.
Oh, Tony, nobody told me that you're doing any kind of holiday party tonight.
Before you go any further, I should tell you
what?
I haven't talked to you in the past couple of weeks.
I know that.
I've been to the doctor.
What happened?
I don't want to get into it and spoil the celebration, but I'm dancing like no one's watching, and I'm living like there's no tomorrow.
Oh, no, don't say that.
Tomorrow isn't promised. All I will say is that things don't look so good.
You're making me feel, Tony.
There may not be another Christmas, but
no,
I don't want to.
Stop it! Tony.
We've been through too much. We've been through thick and thin, mi amigo. And when I got
Tony, through, please.
I thought, you know what? I've left an awful lot of things undone.
Tony.
But I'll be damned
if
this is going to be one of them, because you deserve this. Because you are a good person.
Right, mostly
you
me.
You are kind and you are gentle.
You're right.
Haney, too, but mainly you.
Tony, I can't come. I don't know why. Where this came out of the blue. Up until 10 minutes ago. No, Tony, I'm serious.
You know how funny that is.
Tony.
You know, I didn't even know the tornado would make the drive to Little Warsaw to pick up the noodle kugel.
Tony.
Well, what is it? The noodle kugel?
Stop, Tony. Stop it now.
I couldn't understand that. That fat Polish woman. Not much to look at, but boy, can she cook.
Stop it, Tony. Stop, because I feel bad enough.
My guest of honor.
No.
Mr. Stan. It's going to be a great night, folks.
Tony.
It's going to be.
Tony. Stop it now.
Say,
what?
I have been on this earth for probably more decades than I deserve. And maybe I've only lived this long so that I can write wrong.
Well, you can't write it
and
tonight, Tony.
Bury the hatchet and mend all the fences.
You can't. No, no.
We can come together once again.
Let's do it. We'll do it tomorrow night. I can't do it tonight. I have the. We were talking on the radio. It's our company Christmas party, the Beasley Christmas party. I can't go up to Cape Coral. You never told me about this. I can't do it. Tony, I feel horrible. I can't do it. You never told me about this. I've got obligations, my work, my place of business. I can't be there, Tony.
I can't. You get send Big Tim and White Glove all my best. You send my love to Dom.
Bye. Don't worry about it.
What do you mean, don't worry about it?
You got better things to do.
Yeah, I do. Oh, come on. Tony, please. I have to. This is an obligation. I don't want to be down there. I got to be down there. And you should know better than planning something before you even ask me.
Let me ask you something. I've been a little forgetful since the diagnosis.
Oh, please.
Are you telling me?
Yeah.
That the people you work for would force you to attend their event when there is a dying man who has gone all out?
They do.
Practically on his hands and knees begging you.
I can't come. I can't. I can't go to your party. I can't do it, Tony. I can't do it. You don't understand these people that I work for. If I don't show up at the damn stinking Christmas party, I'm dirt. I'm dirt around here. I can't go to your... Tony, I don't know what to tell you, but I can't come.
Right.
Tony, hello?
Dan, you know, and Tony, his life.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
I have to. Tony, please, don't be upset with me.
Stan, I'd put this all on hold and try to make it a New Year's party, but tomorrow isn't promised, my friend. And you've gotta do what you've gotta do. And
you're making me feel so bad now.
Far be it, this is the exact opposite of what I wanted to accomplish.
You understand? Hello?
There's one thing I have to say to you.
What's that, Tony?
If for some reason I don't see you...
Oh, no, stop it!
I don't ever get to speak to you again.
Yeah.
It's been a hell of a ride. God bless you, and to everyone that's listening, the party's canceled.
You know, Christmas is a special time here at Fat Tony's house. Sitting here by the space heater brings back a lot of memories. For instance, the time we got this beautiful tree. I remember it like only yesterday. My papa, Fat Tony Sr., had just returned from a hard day's work at the coal mine. And upon entering our old double-wide trailer, he said, "Son, this year we're gonna get a damn tree." But I said, "Dad, Papa, geez, look, I've never seen a real Christmas tree before. You see, we lived in the West Virginia hills and had no electricity or running water, much less a Christmas tree. It was a tough life. But that Christmas, true to his word, Papa got us a 3-foot plastic tree from a mail order catalog. And that tree stands proudly in my living room today. A little rag, it's a little singed from the time we tried to set those pretty candles on it. But luckily today, I have electricity so I can use the lights that came with it. But enough reminiscing. You know, Christmas time, oh God, I just want to sing. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols with the fire all aglow. We'll find it hard to sleep tonight.
What?
Jeez. Okay. Enough singing. Look, really, I guess we really should get down to, you know, it's time for an old Fat Tony tradition. You know, I've done this every year I can remember, and this year I'd like you to join me. I take a large package of candy canes and a gallon of cheap no-name peppermint schnapps, and I sit down next to my 3-foot plastic tree, and I remember the good old days. You know what I'm talking about, the good old days when Santa still came. You know, sometimes it makes me sad that Santa doesn't bring me presents anymore. You know, and as a matter of fact, he doesn't even bring sticks, stones, or coal. But I'm grown up now. Oh, Santa, you know, I really don't understand, and why have you forgotten me? Why don't you come anymore? I mean, why, Santa? Why? Is it something I've done? I promise to be better. Jeez! God, hell. Look, give me just some more schnapps, and just the hell with Christmas. Make my life easy. God.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or...
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. To us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Wednesday edition of the Stan and Haney show. A couple of things I want to address. First of all, I want to say hi to my friend, Mark Haney. Mark, how are you, buddy?
You want a radio answer?
Yes.
I'm great, man.
Okay, that's what I wanted. Of course, the big Christmas, Beasley Christmas party tonight. I shocked Dave the Waterman. I told him, and I know, I see Rob knows. It is a flannel shirt
Christmas party.
What does that even mean?
Take a look. Look at mine's in the other room. Mine's in the other room, and Rob's got his.
I don't think I own a flannel shirt.
That's. I don't know that it's required. I guess they. But you don't have to wear one. I debated on it, and my wife said I should for the fun of it, and she's wearing flannel. And
I don't think I own such a thing.
Dave, you own a flannel shirt?
No.
Okay,
dude.
Good.
No.
Good talking to you.
No, you're wearing one of my favorite shirts.
That's a Hank shirt, Hank Jr. shirt.
That's such a great shirt.
I'm not talking. We're doing a show here.
I got asked out.
What? Somebody asked you out?
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
Out on a date?
Yeah.
Who? You don't have to say a name. Who?
Rob? Rob asked you on a date?
How dare you?
I asked him to be my date for tonight. My girlfriend can't come.
What the hell is wrong with you? Why do you even talk that way?
And I agreed.
Oh, you agreed. Of course.
Yo, you're going to ride bitch with Rob?
No, he asked me if he could ride bitch with me.
Well, I don't know how I'm
what
getting
a whore.
Any-
You are a whore. You're a two-timing whore.
No. Freaking slut.
No, I...
You know what? You want to go out with Rob? Go out with Rob.
No, filthy.
I just...
Go out with him. I don't want to even talk to you.
I like touching.
What?
I didn't sign up for that.
No, he's got to take it to the third rail. You like touching.
Yeah.
Step aside.
Okay, man.
All right? I'm not dealing with you yet. We have to deal with you tomorrow. Why? Because he's letting everybody under the sun know, and he's let them know for 363 days. It's his birthday tomorrow.
Woo!
Shut up. You know what? There are people in this building that have birthdays, and nobody knows anything about it because they don't say anything about it.
Oh.
Do you happen to know when Matt Mangus's birthday is?
What about Rick Peterson? Or Rob?
You got to let everybody know it's yours.
Do you not go into the break room and look at the board?
Do you not go in there and realize that hasn't been updated in 2 years?
What? Yeah, the person that used to update that is no longer in the building.
Okay,
and so
time there's a birthday, it's on the board, but lo and behold, when
Dave,
it comes down to me...
I'm trying to stay calm to you.
I'm sorry, dude.
It hasn't been updated in years.
Okay, well, understandable.
So it's flannel shirt night.
Flannel shirt night.
And Dave's everybody's date. Yeah, whoop-de-doo.
And it's his birthday, his big birthday tomorrow. You know what? Don't worry. You know what?
I'm not worried.
We'll acknowledge it tomorrow.
So we'll observe your birthday tomorrow on the day of your birth.
Well, yeah. I might not be here.
What do you mean?
Why not?
Because I got to go see my family. I haven't seen them in like almost 2 weeks.
Okay, well, you can go visit them. That just means no birthday gifts for Dave.
Oh, I'll be here.
Oh, of course you will. Of course you will.
I'll swing
through.
Right. Well, we could observe your birthday on Friday.
Oh, yeah, it is Friday.
Yeah, sure is.
So I don't have a flannel shirt, so I can't go.
You're going. First of all, I'm going to tell you right now. And then I'm going to leave it alone because I've already disappointed Tony D'Amico.
Well, I don't even know if I can ask the question without giving something away
that
I shouldn't.
Hold on. Let me just say this so that you understand.
Yeah.
I don't like company parties, but this one, for the past couple of years, past 2 years, been getting better.
Well, the only way to have it worthwhile is to numb yourself with cocktails, and I don't feel like drinking, man.
Well, you don't have to. They got food. There'll be food there. Where we're having it is spectacular.
But if I eat food, I'm just going to get sleepy and want to be there less.
Well, you have to stay there until, and this is what I'm saying, until Brad grabs the microphone.
When does that happen?
I don't know, somewhere in the middle of it, before people start getting so bored they leave. But he grabs the microphone.
So he just tries to read the crowd and thinks, okay, I'm losing them, I better start.
Now, the cool thing is...
So could you text me when to get there?
No, you're not doing it that way. So everybody leaves with a good prize.
Remember how they used to make
well,
us go and because
he's let people leave before the prizes.
Raffles. And,
to teach
and
them a lesson. Is that what he does?
He had one.
Does he let people walk and then give out the prizes?
You gotta be present. Or it goes back. They'll start chanting back in the hat. Put the name back and draw another name. Now, look. You remember this.
So I couldn't send Dave as my proxy?
No. Nope. Now, Dave could be there and get a prize. And then if there's not enough people there for all the prizes, they go again. And if your name comes up again, you leave with two prizes. And I'm not talking about a $25 frozen turkey.
It's always been like dry cleaning.
Not anymore. Not, that's why I'm saying it's changed.
An expired gift card.
It's changed.
Isn't that what we used to get, an
yes.
expired gift card?
You remember the one year where Brad thought it would be funny to put $500 in a pot and draw names until
and
the last one's in
and have us fight
there.
Over it.
And what it led to, when it got down to the last three, four people, they were fighting.
Yep.
They were fighting. Oh, let's split this. We can still make off with some money. No, I'm going to go all the way. I think I'm going to win. Then
it,
that
it
person
was just
loses.
And
madness. It was a big fight.
Yeah, it was a big fight. It was madness, and that's when I said no more of this.
But I'm telling you right now, past couple, you know, because Rachel's been putting it together, and she does a phenomenal job.
Well, she's a doll, but I mean, you know, you can only put so much lipstick on a pig. It's still a company party.
I'm telling you, it's worth it.
How many times have you said, the people in this building, I wouldn't socialize with a one of them?
I've never said that. I said I wouldn't
socialize.
I'm
sorry, what did you say?
I said there's four or five people that I would like to socialize with. What did we say? There's 55 here. There's a chunk of people, granted. I wouldn't get anywhere near them.
So is this a building-wide party?
Yes. Yeah, what are you talking about? If it was K-Rock, why? There'd be like six people there.
Yeah, but it would be a cool party.
It would be a damn cool party.
Damn.
Look,
right.
I'm not talking to you.
Then we could relax, have a couple of cocktails like gentlemen,
maybe get a
card game going, tell war stories.
Let me just say this, and I got to take the break.
It's almost like when we got B-103 in the same room, it's like, okay, we can't say it in front of the kids.
Let me just say this.
They are at the kids' table, by the way.
Yes, they are. Tomorrow.
And they're told to show proper respect to the people at 106. Their elders.
Well, yes, it is their elders. Have you taken a look at that staff over there?
Yeah.
But look, tomorrow. Tomorrow.
So we're not going to name the people you'd actually socialize with. We'll just leave it at a number of 4 to 5.
I'll write down who I'd socialize with. I'll say it on the air.
So when you say 4 to 5, that tells me you've got a floater that goes in and out of your good graces.
Yep. You do me wrong, you're off. If you don't come in tomorrow and say to me at this time, you know what, Stan? You were right. That was a great party.
I have one question for you, and I can't ask it verbally, so I'm going to pantomime it, and
okay.
You give me a yes or no.
Okay, sure.
The question is, will I be able to, and now I will pantomime it.
Okay. Yes. Yes. If you want to, yes.
Well, is that something that's done, or is
yes,
it frowned upon?
It is not frowned upon. And where we are with your little pantomime there, it's not done electronically.
I was just wondering if you and I could recapture the magic and show them how
it's
done.
There's no reason why we couldn't. We'll be back.
All right.
Stan and Haney.
Bang, bang. Sizzling, sizzling, sizzling on 96K Rizzle. That's right, we're quite hip on the sharp cutting edge of 1999.
Bitch.
Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done. Stan and
Haney
on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. We'll have the grab bag here for you in just a second. And yes, I got to do Rob another comedy favor. Oh, and
well, it's officially sanctioned now that Beasley's getting their beak wet on it.
Yep, evidently tied in. Also, coming up on the show today, Are You Smarter Than Haney? By the way, the lovely Karen cannot be in today. They're doing a lot of office stuff
now. Because the party's going on tonight?
Well,
that.
We've got to do our hair and makeup and all
other
that.
Things. But so if we need to have Dave look around the building, see if there's anybody that wants to be a
lifeline. Damn it, I forgot the party was tonight. I haven't even had my nails done.
I know, but they're all right. Sorry, you only lost one.
They just chip so easily, Stan.
I know it. You got to get that lacquer stuff on there. It actually makes them stronger. By the way, and I won't, maybe in a little bit.
Just between you and me, sometimes I'll mess them up on purpose.
Yeah.
Just so I can go in and get a pedicure.
Yep. That's always nice. I'm going to tell you in a little while, you know, and my new bride actually saved the life of somebody yesterday.
A human being?
A human being.
Legitimately.
Legitimately. Well, let's put it this way. I know, you know, she's a very caring woman. And she...
Too caring.
I would say so at times. And this was another example where I don't know that I would have done what she did. But she helped an elderly person yesterday, virtually saving her life, and was just there for her. I'll tell you the story in a little bit. Let's do the grab bag right now, because evidently Rob really wants this guy on. And I told him, I said, I don't want anybody in the studio. I'm done with that. He said, don't worry. He says, I've got a gig I did a couple of weeks ago in DeLand.
Really?
Yeah. And there's a dad up there who... You know, he's a stay-at-home dad.
You know, the last time I was in DeLand is when I played the American Room. You ever played the American Room, Rob?
I have not.
That's a great facility. I don't know. It's been 20 years. I don't know if it's still there. It was in the Hotel Putnam.
Rob said, oh, can he call in? And I said, yeah, he could call in.
All right. I guess no harm there.
Yeah, I'd like to welcome to the show, this is, again, Rob's deal, Chad the Dad. And he's on...
So it's like a niche comedy?
Yeah, we'll find out. I don't know. Rob says he's good.
Right.
Laugh out loud. Ahoy! Is this Chad the Dad?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Want to hear some Christmas jokes?
Sure. All right.
What happens when Santa Claus shakes his hips really fast?
What?
Jingle balls. What did Santa change his name to after he went bankrupt?
I don't know what.
St. Nicholas.
Yeah.
What do you get when you mix latex with a candy cane?
What?
A condom mint.
Wow. Jesus. Brutal.
That's all I got. Yeah, talk to you later.
All right, see ya. See you later.
So, Rob, did you find the American Room in the Hotel Putnam?
The Hotel Putnam is closed permanently.
Oh.
Since when?
Last thing that I can find is 2017.
What's that first article there? American Rooms closing. That was a great rock room. Hung out with a stranger at the American Room in DeLand.
Hold on. Somebody's calling on the phone.
Again?
We're in the middle of a show. Ahoy!
Yeah, I just calling to say Chad the Dad was hilarious, and you gotta have him on more often.
What?
Those were the funniest Christmas jokes I've ever heard.
Okay. Who are you talking to?
Oops, I gotta go.
September of 91 is when they say it closed.
It's been closed for ages.
Well, I'm a little behind the times, fellas. What a great place that was.
You need to take a
September of 91.
Yep, a lot of memories. A guy was filming himself running in the snow at Lake Louise, Canada. It was beautiful. When an avalanche started.
Avalanche. Wow. Here it goes. I don't think it's coming this far. Oh. Wow.
He has to kick it into overdrive to beat the avalanche coming down on him.
That's crazy. Wow.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Man, I can't believe the American Room's been closed since 1991.
It's been closed for decades.
Stan, let me bring you up to date.
That's okay. You don't have to.
The American Room, a bastion of live rock and roll for nearly two decades, is dead. The popular night spot closed
in 1991.
Among area residents, the American Room conjures up visions of excessive drinking, fights, and wild partying. Well, that's, I can testify that is accurate. Jeez.
Good times.
It really was. Excessive drinking, fights, and wild partying. It's all true.
Our Christmas party's tonight. A real estate company, a real estate firm in Maryland had their Christmas party the other night. The firm is called St. John's Properties. They got 198 employees, a little more than we have. But they had a huge year. And at their holiday party this past weekend, the founder of the company wanted to let everybody know that he was giving them a Christmas bonus because they had a good year. The economy is great.
Everybody is important in this company, and everybody performs in this company. They really do. You're all participating in a bonus of $10 million.
It is life-changing. It is. It's really amazing. Ed is so generous.
I steer the boat, but they're the ones that run the boat. They're the ones that make the boat go. Without the team, we are nothing. We are absolutely nothing.
Let me explain. The owner of the company, and none of the employees knew about it, 198 of them, he took the $10 million bonus and divided it up with all of the employees. It was based on tenure with the company. The average employee at that Christmas party got a $50,000 Christmas bonus. There's the CEO, and he's hugging everybody.
That's made up. That never happens to anybody.
Now, the longest tenured...
That's fakery.
The longest tenured employee got a Christmas bonus because it was based on tenure, the percentage that you got. There was an employee at their firm for a Christmas bonus of more than $200,000. That's what you call life-changing. Yeah, but the average employee there got 50 grand.
I don't believe it. You'll excuse me, but there's some sort of catch.
Nope. The founder of the company announced splitting the 10
million.
If we have
learned nothing, there are no happy endings.
Yes, well, there was here. He says the company doesn't work without its employees, and every single one of them deserve it.
What is he talking about? We have been taught for decades that employees are simply another liability to the company.
Yep. Insurance liability.
And that most employees are just stealing by taking a paycheck.
Jack Black was asked. This is Jack Black. And he has to think for a second once he's called on it. Jack Black was asked, what's your favorite Christmas movie, favorite holiday movie that you watch? Here was his answer.
What would you say is your number one holiday film that you have to watch every year?
My favorite holiday film, you know what? It's got to be Elf. Because once again, Jon Favreau, I don't know if I'm saying it right, and Will Ferrell just knocking it out the park.
I appreciate the humility. You could have said your own movie.
Do I have a Christmas movie? Which one is mine? Oh, The Holiday! Obviously The Holiday. Nancy Myers, genius.
That's right, I got one.
And that's why we love Japles.
Yep. All right, you be the judge.
Do people still watch A Wonderful Life?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't care how many times I've watched it, it still gets to me. You know why?
Why is that?
It's not rooted in reality.
Correct. You be the judge. Mariah Carey's Christmas song and Marilyn Manson. I think it works.
Well, I guess if with extremely lowered expectations, yeah. Sure.
Marie Fredrickson died.
Yeah. And if my memory serves me correct, she suffered for 17 long years.
She was part of the Swedish duo Roxette.
Brain cancer, didn't she?
Died from complications from cancer. She was only 61. Haney and I have
But she's been suffering for 17 years.
I guess, I'm just got a montage of her music that Haney and I had to play.
Yep.
We had to play every one of these.
When it was new.
Yep.
Hit music for the coast, Stan.
We played it.
And now our Y weather forecast.
Yeah. But it's over now. It's all that I wanted. Now I'm living without. Listen to your heart. There's nothing else you can do. I don't know where you're going. And I don't know why. But listen to your heart. Before you tell him goodbye. I wish I could. Going to play something pretty cool, and those of you that watch the show on Netflix know all about it. Some of you may not. Of course, most of you know that Haney and I are huge Waylon Jennings fans.
Mm-hmm.
Before he passed away, he was a guest on our show. Netflix's show The Ranch is releasing their own soundtrack on January 24th. Most are previous released country songs, but it's really good stuff, and it does include the show's theme song. That's Don't Let Your Mamas Grow Up to Be Cowboys, performed by Shooter Jennings and Lucas Nelson.
Cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're harder to hold. They'd rather give you song than diamonds or gold. Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. If you don't understand him, and he don't die young, you'll probably just ride away. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such.
That'll be out January 24th. The grab bag, brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41 in North Naples. When we come back, I got a story from the local beat, and I'll tell you how my wife saved the life of an old person.
And I'll have more on the history of the American Room in DeLand.
Right. It's been closed since 91.
What a shock.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock. Better.
Bastards of Beasley Media Group, Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Are you smarter than Haney in about 30 minutes? Also, a show reminder for you on Friday's show, joining us in the studio once again will be Blacktop Mojo. Of course, they're going to have their very Mojo Christmas down at South Street on Friday. But beforehand, they're going to stop by the studio again and do some songs in the studio.
Oh, that'll be nice.
By the way, anybody within the sound of my voice that's driving by the radio station, if you can drop me off an Elf on the Shelf, I would greatly appreciate it. I need an Elf on the Shelf. Feel free to see Mary at the front desk and say, Stan asked for an Elf on the Shelf, because I need one. Don't ask questions. Stan's asking somebody to bring an Elf on the Shelf. I need, for the holiday season, I need that. Elf on the Shelf.
Not my business to question it.
Thank you, Haney. I want to do the local beat, and then we're going to, Haney's going to reminisce about a place that was closed down back in the early 90s. But I guess a lot of history. A lot of up there where? DeLand?
Yep.
All right. Local beat. And this is a tale that affects everybody that uses Sun Pass or goes over the Cape Coral Bridge. This is something that you need to be aware of. In today's local beat, Stan's local beat, the headline, this comes to us from our friends over at Wink News, the CBS affiliate. Woman gets an over $700 bill.
For driving?
From SunPass. If not, her license is suspended. And I think the whole violation was $8 worth. Part of it's her fault, but this is absolutely ridiculous. And it's a cautionary tale for all of you that have SunPass or use the toll roads and you have the little transponder. Trina Caparo could barely believe it when she got an official notice in the mail on Saturday. She saw the notice and said out loud, "This is my livelihood. It's how I get to and from work. It's how I pick up my stepdaughter from school." Caparo told the TV news she had no idea why she received a letter. Nowhere in the letter does it say why the state
would like $700.
The state plans to suspend her driver's license unless she comes up with over $700. Part of this is her fault, but not like this. When Caparo spoke with the Lee County Clerk of Courts, it informed her she had four violations for toll issues. The first and the second were both for $222.
How is that possible?
I'm going to tell. While the third and fourth violation toll issues were $133 each. Lee County confirmed.
I don't understand that.
It's ridiculous. I guess it all told up as far as missed tolls, about $8. Do you know this woman?
No, but this happened to me.
Oh, really?
So well, what happened? You missed the toll. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Well, listen to this, and this will help you. But yeah, you got hit up, didn't you? Threatened to get suspended?
Same thing with this woman. Four different toll violations.
Okay. Lee County confirmed those toll violations in July and two more in August that she violated the toll.
Meaning she went through a toll and didn't pay for it.
And didn't have the money on her transponder. Caparo told the TV news she moved recently, so she figured the citations were lost in the mail. Caparo always said she had a SunPass transponder in her car every time. Quote, there was money in the SunPass account, and if there wasn't, she said it was always a little discrepancy, but we added money that same day when I got noticed, hey, the SunPass is, you just jumped a toll, no money in the, oh, we always updated it. Here's what everybody has to know. Adding money to a transponder. All right, geez, I just realized I got no money. I just skipped a $3 toll, whatever the toll might be. Does not, putting money in, does not retroactively pay previous toll violations.
What?
So she's got four tickets on there for jumping the toll. She puts money into the transponder. That's not going to cover the tickets that you got, your violations. All right, now we'll go from here, and you got money in your transponder, so you're not getting any other violations. But it does not pay for, oh, geez, I'm short $8. Let me put money in there. I'll take care of that $8 that I owe. Doesn't work that way. A spokesperson for Lee County said Leeway, which is an electronic toll collector, is required to send toll violation notices to a customer's driver's license address, which was done in July and August for her. In October, Leeway forwarded those notices, because she had moved, to the clerk of the courts for non-payment. Oh, she had money on her transponder. She put more on. No. What started as a small dollar violation is now an expensive mess. The letter makes it clear that if Caparo does not fight the fine in court before Christmas, the state will suspend her license. Change of address, as she understood it, was on me. I didn't change the license on my the address on my license. But she added, I don't feel that it was $710 worth of a mistake, plus my license being suspended. Let's remember, you don't have any money in the transponder. You realize when the light goes off and you say there's no money there.
I better put some in.
Better put some. Does not.
Doesn't work that
pay
way.
Pay for the violation.
So that, Rob, are you driving without a license now?
No, I was able to get mine cleared up, but I had almost the same exact thing happen to me. My credit card, I had my SunPass credit card, and it would automatically recharge. My credit card got used online for a purchase I didn't authorize, so I have to cancel that credit card. Well, I forgot that my SunPass was on there, so I went through two tolls, and then they end up charging. And luckily, I caught it in time before it got to, but the first two tolls that they wanted, $400.
Whoa!
How much is the actual toll that we're talking about?
Yes, $2 toll.
Okay, and you went through twice?
Twice.
So that's four.
That's $4, and they wanted how many dollars?
$400 combined for both of them. $200, $200 and change for each offense.
$222.
Yeah.
How are they allowed to do that? And then that's the only out way, of all frigging proportion.
The only way that you can actually fight it is you have to go to court. Go to court. Otherwise, you have to pay them the entire sum. That was their option. Take a day off work and come to court or pay it in full.
And if they, and they said in the article, too, if she doesn't go to court before Christmas, they take her license.
So you went to court?
No, I ended up, I don't want to say harassed, but I continued and continued to call for, it took 2 weeks of calling every day, providing documentation, providing old bills. I had to go to my credit card, my bank, and have them issue a letter to SunPass telling them that my debit card was stolen. And that's why my credit card had been canceled. It's a huge mess, and it takes two and a half weeks to get cleared up.
And wasn't it earlier this year that they were having all those problems with those transponders?
Yes, and that's why they, yes. the whole SunPass system was messed up.
Yeah, for a long time.
I don't understand, because this isn't a private dispute. They've got the power of the state behind them.
Yeah, you got to go to court.
And That is all out of proportion to a $2 toll.
Yep. Yeah, it is. And like you said, and it said in the article, and hey, you got it too. $222 each time.
Just better.
How
off.
Is that allowed?
I don't know.
Get the leeway pass for the unlimited for the year. That's what I mean, it costs a big chunk up front, but it ends up, I cross that bridge five times a week at least.
It's quite clear you don't want to have to deal with them.
Never again. That's I got it. October 31st, you can buy the year pass.
How much is the year pass?
Altogether, I spent around $650 because I got two vehicles. But we cross that bridge at least five times a week.
I know, isn't it? You're spending $600 just to go drive from Fort Myers to Cape Coral.
I know. It hurts when you write that check. Yeah. It really hurts, man.
Well, you got to do what I used to do in the old days. Was go 75 to Pine Island and cut across. It takes about an extra 20-minute drive, but you could avoid the toll.
That's insane.
It's completely insane. Completely. So there you go. That's Stan's local beat.
So you have to pay an annual fee of $650 to live in Cape Coral.
He had two vehicles, which most people, you know, husband and wife.
Yeah.
You got two cars. You got two jobs.
Well, you have to, yeah.
And so $600 for the year. Are you saving money doing that?
Yeah, we actually calculated it out. I have to make six extra trips a year for it to pay off, and then anything above six extra trips. I broke it down, so 5 days a week.
Yeah.
If I do that the entire year, take no vacation.
Yeah.
And then just six extra trips outside of those 5 days a week for an entire year, and it'll pay for itself. Everything over that, and then I'm winning because I'm crossing for free. But it's incredible the amount that you have to pay.
Well, at least you...
So that you can live in the paradise of Cape Coral.
It's a one-way toll now. It used to be both ways.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a little less. I think it was $1 or $1.50 both ways.
Well, I remember it was 75.
Yes.
Didn't you say, I think I talked to you once and you said that they were going to stop charging after, that was like
No. The original plan was.
Uh-huh. The plan after, that was sold.
After the bridge is paid for. And this is not the only municipality that does it. There are municipalities all around the country. They build a big span bridge. How are they going to do it? They got to get bond money and all that stuff to go and do this. And they say once the bonds are paid and the bridge has been completely paid for, we'll lift tolls. Are we going to vote for that? Yes, we are. We need that bridge. And then they go and change the laws around where, hey, we're making a little bit of a profit.
That's
here.
That's what you call revenues.
Yep. And they keep it. But the original plan for one of those bridges was to alleviate the toll. So there you go. The midpoint. Haney and I opened the midpoint bridge.
We were one of the first people on that bridge.
Did you cut the ribbon or?
No.
We were there.
Here's what we did. True story.
Yeah, they even did a news article on it a couple of years ago.
Haney and I were broadcasting and it was our job. We were on the Cape Coral side. We took the trolley with the mayor of Cape Coral to the top of the midpoint bridge.
Now, the mayor of Cape Coral at that time was Roger Butler.
Yep, smoker.
Yep.
And
we got along great.
And he met the mayor of Fort Myers.
Bruce Grady.
Bruce Grady. And the two of them shook hands at the top of the bridge with Stan and Haney broadcasting the moment.
Yep. Stan and Haney and the mayor of Cape Coral with lit cigarettes.
Yep. Well, we had lit cigarettes on the trolley.
Yep.
And he was smoking all the way
across.
Because
the mayor said it's fine.
Yep. Top of the bridge. Bruce Grady comes out of his car, meets on the trolley with Mayor Butler. Handshake, back slaps, photos, and the bridge was officially open.
Yeah, and then they had a big party on the Cape Coral side,
oh,
and I got up
and
jammed with
the
band.
Wow, it was crazy. Those were the days. All right, we got to take a break.
That was a big deal, man.
It was a huge deal because it took years to get built.
And it was life-changing for so many people.
Changed everybody's lives. And the concert and the broadcast and all that was on the Cape Coral side right by the toll plaza. No cars were allowed on it.
And we did a big broadcast, and then the two mayors met at the top. And, yeah, if you search the news press, a few years ago, I think on the anniversary of the bridge, they did a story on us about we were the ones that I think I still have the show. We're going to take a break. Are you smarter than Haney? If you are, we got some nice prizes to choose from. We'll do it next, 96 K-Rock.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. About a half hour away from here. First look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock, Fluffer, your emails.
You know, we got so caught up in the toll talk, I never got to tell you about the American Room.
That closed in 1991.
Yep. I found an article in the Orlando Sentinel where they explained why they closed it.
Rats?
Well, that was always a given.
Right.
Even during the heyday.
Right.
It was the old Hotel Putnam.
Yeah. Oh.
And the guy that was running the place says, we looked at what was happening in live rock and roll. This is 91. The bands are not as good as they used to be. They're not drawing the crowds they used to. And the guys in the bands, they want more money.
Mm.
Popular American Room acts like Stranger cost the hotel $1,000 to $2,000 a night and would make seemingly endless demands in their contracts.
For a thou a night.
Yeah, that's, those guys were worth every penny. Yeah,
that's cheap money.
One band, he recalled, insisted that there be 3 pounds of M&Ms with the red ones removed by hand in their room upon arrival. The hotel was also obligated to house band members and their road crews and feed them according to special menus sent in advance.
Well, those riders, everybody's got them.
It was two things, the guy says. It was the trend, and it was a little bit of hassle with the bands. Mostly, it was a turn towards the trend. Keep in mind, this is 91, he's saying this. The crowds of 250 to 300 who packed the American Room to hear bands like Black Oak, Arkansas, are changing. I think the rock and roll crowd is growing up. Most of the rock and roll crowd, we're now what the Glenn Miller crowd was. We're growing out of it.
Mm.
There are a lot of my regulars that are old rock and rollers. They're my age, the 30 to 50 crowd. This is in 91. Who come in and enjoy Hendrix, the old stuff, and say, how can you do this? And they replaced it. Keep in mind, it's all closed down now. But they replaced it with an $18,000 disco light system.
Right on.
And then they had an alternative night. And alternative was the biggest scam ever. It destroyed everything.
Damn. Memories of the past. That was before you were born, Carly.
It was.
That was such a great time. A Stranger at the American Room, that was rock and roll.
Carly has joined us today. She's filling in for Karen in Are You Smarter Than Haney? Carly is one of our new hires at Beasley. You're in the Department of?
Promotions.
And so you, so you are Dave's boss.
Yes, I am.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what I learned about Carly?
What?
She's one of the very few people working here that actually likes radio.
I'm glad to hear that.
She is a fan of radio.
Most aren't familiar with it.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's a rare thing in this business to find someone that likes radio.
Yeah. You coming to the Christmas party tonight?
Of course. Right. I already got my flannel ready.
All right.
Is that required?
I don't think so, but it's encouraged.
It's encouraged.
I don't think I have a flannel shirt.
You should have told me I would have brought you one.
Yeah.
But that's all right. You don't have to.
Well,
Rob's got his on. Smarter than Haney. 6 categories.
Well, that's because he's cool.
Yeah, I know.
He's cool.
Well, he does that because he's chilly. He does. He gets chilly. What?
It's because I'm kissing ass. That's why I'm wearing flannel.
Six categories.
Well, you want to keep that living wage, don't you?
Six categories. You will go up against Haney, a random Stan and Haney listener.
Is there a category that you feel like you're strong in, Carly, that you know a lot about?
No. Okay. Well, I don't know. I guess.
I gave you a few trial ones. You got one right, one wrong.
Yeah, that's true. I guess I'm good with, like, history.
Okay. Carly is your lifeline for one of the categories. You must say, I'd like to use my lifeline, and we will ask Carly the question. If she answers it correctly for you, you'll get the point. Both Haney and the listener gets a lifeline. Up for grabs, your choice of anything in the prize closet here. We have tickets to Pig Floyd at the Ranch. They're one of the best Pink Floyd tribute bands in the country. We can get you qualified for the Epicenter Festival at Charlotte County Motor Speedway with Godsmack, Papa Roach, David Lee Roth, Lynyrd Skynyrd. We've got the Twin Peaks calendar. We've got Firehouse Subs, Pewter Mug, Babakoo Saw. One of those prizes can be yours if you're smarter than Haney.
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see you f***ing try it. Stan's got prizes, yours for free. If you prove you're smarter than me, it's not easy,
it's hard work.
Stan's trick questions, what a f***ing jerk.
Nothing trick.
All those prizes, yours for free. Matching wits with Mark Haney. You're a contestant, Stan's the host.
Hi, everybody.
I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius,
you're a slob.
I must beat you, that's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me, I politely disagree.
277-9600. You cannot have won anything in the last 60 days. If you answer correctly, you will hear this. Incorrectly, taking too long, or you lose. All right. You cannot have won anything. Random caller does not necessarily mean the first one. We got to have a good connection. Carly, just say release the phones.
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. Now you can call in 277-9600. Lots of prizes, lots of thrill if you're smarter than Haney. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Oh, hold it.
This is Sean.
Sean, how are you?
I'm good.
Have you won anything from us in the last 60 days?
No.
Would you like to challenge Haney in Are You Smarter Than Haney?
I got him.
All right. Say hi to Carly. She's your lifeline today.
Who is it, Carly?
Uh-huh.
Hi, Carly.
Hey, Sean.
All right.
How you doing?
Good.
Now, remember, if you want to use Carly as a lifeline, you must say, I want to use her for this category before I ask the question, okay?
Gotcha.
In order to be eligible for a prize, you must get at least two right. The categories. Okay. What's your first name again?
My name is Sean.
Sean.
Yep. All right, Carly.
All right. The categories: geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure. We begin, as always, with Mark Haney. But I'll tell you right now, Sean, listen carefully, because if Haney cannot answer the question, and you have
Stan,
the category open,
couldn't
you
at
steal.
Least say in the unlikely
in
event?
In the unlikely event, okay. Haney misses okay. the question.
Okay.
All right.
Hi, Haney.
Haney?
How are you doing? Hey, Sean.
Haney? Geography, I would assume?
Yes.
All right.
You can stop asking me that, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, you always start with that.
Yeah.
No. Hi, Sam.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Thank
Haney?
You.
What did Chicago see the USA's first example of in 1884? What did Chicago see the USA's first example of in 1884?
Electric light.
Incorrect. You can steal it, Sean. What was it?
It was a bean.
A what?
A bean.
A bean? No.
Okay.
Skyscraper. Skyscraper.
Oh, okay.
Sean, yeah. Categories are wide open. Carly's your lifeline. Pick a category. Okay.
Let's go geography again.
Geography again. Sean, which saint's winged lion is a symbol of Venice?
Huh.
Which saint's winged lion is the symbol of Venice?
Venice.
I've been there.
Yeah, I've been there too, but I don't know the answer to that question.
Haney, you can steal.
Michael?
Incorrect. St. Mark's. They right there, right smack dab in Venice, St. Mark's Cathedral.
Oh, yeah.
And that's wide open, Haney.
I've only been to Venice, Florida once. So.
geography again, Haney?
Yep. Let's keep throwing it against the wall.
Yeah, we're off to a great
Haney,
start.
What desert surrounds Las Vegas?
Oh, jeez.
You've been to Vegas countless times. It's the desert. What desert surrounds Las Vegas?
Mojave.
You are correct. The Mojave Desert. You're on the board. Sean, category.
I nearly drew a blank.
I know you did.
Okay, I'll take sports.
Sports and leisure.
Yeah, keep in mind, you might be thinking about sports, but it's sports and leisure.
Yep.
So you never know.
Yep, you never know.
I'm kind of leisuring right now. Go ahead. Let's get
what in the Olympics, you know, Bruce Jenner, Caitlin, won the decathlon.
Caitlin didn't win it. Bruce did.
What is the longest running event in the decathlon?
I'd say it's a marathon.
That is incorrect. Haney, you can steal. And keep in mind, it's a world event, not a USA event, so...
They run a mile in that?
Incorrect. The 1,500 meters. The 1,500 meters.
I thought one of them was like a long-range one.
That is. That 1,500 meters is a long... Carly, how long is 1,500 meters?
It's long.
Yep.
thank you, Carly.
Haney, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
History.
History for Mark Haney. How many years, Haney, are there in a French president's term? The French president, Macron. How long is his term?
Joker. 6 years.
Incorrect. You can steal, Sean, in history.
I'm going to guess because I have no idea, but I'd say two.
Incorrect. Guess?
Four.
Seven.
I was closest without going over.
That's true. You know, it's the French. They have weird things. Sean, category.
Yeah, screw them.
You're wide open. You don't even have a category yet.
Yeah, I know. I'm really
what do you want?
Okay, give me sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure again. Let's see. What decade was the Girl Scouts of America formed in? What decade?
Oh, 19th decade. It's going to be the 20s.
You're saying the 20s?
Yeah, decade.
That's incorrect. That is incorrect. Haney, you can steal in sports and leisure.
The 1910s.
You are absolutely correct in sports and leisure. Yep, and you have control of the board, Haney. Entertainment, right. History, arts and literature, science and nature.
History.
For Mark Haney. Haney, what president had a dog named Fala?
FDR.
You are correct in history. Rolling right along, Sean.
Dave's related to that dog.
That's what. By the way, Carly, did you ever know that Dave is related, bloodline to the dog Fala?
Wow. He's interesting. Also, he's also got pygmies in the family in addition to the dog.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time on my knees.
Sean, you're wide open. You got Carly as a lifeline. I mean, you better think you got to get at least two.
I'm going to go entertainment and bring in my lifeline, Carly.
All right, Carly. You're going to have to answer this question for Sean in entertainment to at least get him on the board. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. What is the four-letter name of the groundhog in Groundhog Day? What is the four-letter name of the groundhog in Groundhog Day? He has a name.
I didn't know
they use the same thing as that they use the regular names where you don't know. They call him the groundhog. For Groundhog Day, they want to see if the groundhog saw his shadow, and they say...
Can I steal, please?
You're going to steal. Do you have an answer?
No.
Okay. Haney, you can steal in entertainment.
Phil.
Yeah, I didn't know he had a name.
Punxsutawney Phil.
Yep.
What is it?
Punxsutawney Phil.
It happens in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Oh.
You didn't know that, did you?
No, I didn't. I just know that they go out and see if he saw his shadow.
Haney has control, and he is just cleaning up. Sean, I'm really worried about you right now.
It'll be all right.
I'm worried about myself.
Arts and literature, science and nature. And you still have your lifeline.
You know what? While we still have a choice, let's let Carly decide.
Okay, Carly, for Haney, arts and literature or science and nature?
Let's do arts and literature.
Arts and literature.
Oh, God bless you, Carly. That's, I hate that category.
Let's see.
I don't know if I'm going to be good at it, but...
take a shot at it.
What, Carly, in literature, arts and literature, what fairy tale character has two ugly stepsisters?
Cinderella.
Correct. Cinderella, arts and literature.
You're awesome.
See, she was 50-50 in practice. She's 50-50 today, right on the air. So she gets about half of them right.
And I'm done.
Yeah, didn't get yours right. You're pretty close to being done, Sean. I'd just like to see you get a damn prize out of this deal. And when you don't even have at least two, you're in trouble. You're wide open. You have no lifeline left. You got to get two answers right. Go.
Come on, Stan.
What do you want?
Give me arts.
Arts and literature?
Yes.
All right.
This is ridiculous.
I'm surprised.
Harder than it looks, huh,
Sean? Better than this.
It is harder than it looks.
What author had a house in Jamaica called Goldeneye?
Oh, Jesus.
What author had a house in Jamaica called Goldeneye?
Would it be Hemingway?
Incorrect.
Damn it.
Hemingway was Cuba.
You have the category already. Do you want to try that one, Carly?
No.
Haney?
Ian Fleming.
Ian Fleming, James Bond, Goldeneye. That was one of the movies.
I know the reference. Like, I know Goldeneye.
That's James Bond.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
I had the video game.
Oh, one of the best video games.
Yes,
N64.
Yes. Yep.
Oh man, that was
all
awesome.
Right, Haney. This is for
Clean
the
it
game.
Up, Haney. Clean if, it up. Clean
if,
it up.
If you get it correctly, game over. You win. And unfortunately, Sean doesn't even get a prize. I'm sorry for that. However, if you miss it, Haney, Sean can steal and will have control.
Now, if I get this correct, Stan.
Mm-hmm.
Am I able to offer Sean amnesty?
You most certainly are,
if
that's what you choose to do.
I think I'm allowed like a certain number of those per calendar year, and this year's almost done, and I haven't done it.
Now, Haney, this is in science and nature. The only thing I'm going to tell you on this, and I would tell this to Sean as well so that you don't get confused. And I'm going to say both because he can steal this too. Think in the simplest of terms. Don't go and let your mind wander about this. What two metals form the alloy for white gold? What two alloys for metals form the alloy white gold? You have rose gold, you have gold, you have white gold. What two alloys? And don't overthink it.
You're confusing me.
What two metals form the alloy white gold? One is what you'd think. Well, both are what you would think.
Silver and gold?
You are correct. Silver and gold.
Silver and gold.
White gold. You, Haney, you know what?
Like Michelle Pfeiffer.
I don't know, and Sean, I'm going to tell you this. It has been probably about a year since Haney shut somebody completely out.
Okay, thanks a lot, Sam.
Completely out. You didn't get one right. Now,
well, those weren't the easiest questions I've ever heard either.
Oh, they were pretty damn easy.
And the reason we do the two things is we had somebody try and throw it one time. I don't think that was the case here.
Did you try to throw the game, Sean?
Oh, please.
Are you going to give him his prize, Haney?
I declare amnesty.
Amnesty. However, Sean, you do have to say one thing to my buddy Haney to get that prize.
Oh, well, obviously, Haney, you are much smarter than I am, and it was a pleasure playing the game with you.
Enjoy your prize.
Sean, hold on, buddy. I'll send you over. Rob.
Thank you, Carly.
And pick out a prize. Hold on.
Where is Rob? Because he said, finish him. Where's my flawless victory?
He can't find that.
Nah.
Carly, thank you for participating.
Yes. Thanks for having me.
Participating?
Yes.
She got arts and literature out of the way.
And now I know that the groundhog's name's Phil.
Yeah, Punxsutawney Phil.
From where? And where's he from?
Punxsutawney.
What state?
Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
They do it every year.
Yeah, every year. We're going to take a
break. How many times has he been right?
Very seldomly.
Yeah. Usually it's the opposite.
Yep. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 KRI.
We, the management of Beasley Media Group, would like to thank Stan and Haney for decades of dedication to this radio station. We would like to, but we won't. Stan and Haney, 96 KRock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Traffic coming up here. News headlines. 4 o'clock, Fluffer, your email. Some good emails today. Real quick, I want to tell this because my wife should be the hero of the day yesterday.
Oh, yeah. You were saying that she legitimately saved someone's life.
I think she did. Well, she was very much a caregiver. So she's on her lunch break at her work. She had to go down to the Costco Plaza here in Fort Myers, not the one over at the mall, but over Daniels and 41, the big Costco there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So she's there. She had to go to one of the
That's very busy over there.
Yeah, had to go to one of the stores over in that plaza. So she's with her co-worker, and they're getting into her car to go back to work or grab some lunch or something. It was during her lunch hour. And as she's pulling out of the parking lot, and you know how tight those spots are over there, mm-hmm. She notices an elderly woman walking to her car, and as she's backing up and getting ready to pull away, the elderly woman's walking to her car and trips on the concrete parking lot stopper that's on the ground, you know, the concrete.
Oh, yeah. I did that once, but I was intoxicated.
Yeah. Well, she wasn't. She was old. She trips on...
So is being old like being intoxicated all the time?
Similar. The legs and arms don't move like they should. So she trips on the stop curb there.
I think that was the same night I threatened you with a typewriter that I tripped over one of those things.
Yeah, you were pretty drunk that night.
Yep.
So
I think that's the drunkest I've ever been.
Yeah. The woman trips over the parking spot stopper. And literally...
You can hurt yourself.
She face planted. Straight down, not catching her fall. Nothing.
Nothing broke the fall, just face first.
Face first into the asphalt. My wife sees this happen. Stops her car. Doesn't go back into a parking spot. Stops her car in the middle of the parking lot. Puts the four flashers on. Runs over to the woman who's face down on the ground. Starts talking to the woman, are you okay? Let me help you. Can you get up? The woman couldn't get up. Her leg wouldn't hold her up. She must have broken her leg or something.
Oh, jeez.
She had...
What a mess.
She had a big, huge bump in her head. Another bump on the side of her face where she face planted. And meanwhile, cars in the parking lot are blowing their horns to get out of the way.
Because
nobody cares.
Not my problem.
So my wife went and tried to help her up, realized she could not stand up, found out afterwards the woman was 74 years old, could not stand up, was dizzy, had to go back down. Did anybody else? Nope. My wife went into her purse, called 911, to give directions on where this woman was, how to get there, what, you know, plaza she was at, the address and everything, and sat there and held the woman's hand and supported her head on the ground, talking to her until the ambulance and police got there to tend to her. She was the only one that gave a rat's ass about this 74-year-old woman who was bleeding, couldn't stand, and everybody else would have
ignored. In fairness to everybody else, your wife is a bona fide hero, but that is just tremendous liability.
Yeah, I know.
You attempted to force this woman to stand up, and then you moved her head?
Trust me, I thought that. But she was there. She held her hand and waited for the ambulance to get there. And when the ambulance people got there, they thanked my wife. And the old lady just kept saying, I can't stand up. I can't stand up. And the paramedics were saying, we're not concerned right now about your leg not being able to stand up on it. It's your face we're concerned about, because evidently she was a mess. Walked right onto that little stopper there. So
if she flat out face planted, then she had to have been on Queer Street
anyway.
You
know it. So yeah, she's a hero, and yes, most people know.
And you're married to her.
Look at it the other way.
That could affect your assets as well.
Yep, that'd affect my liability.
Yeah. You're gonna have to have a talk with her.
I don't think she's
not single anymore.
I don't. Yeah,
you know
right.
what? This involves you, and you're not the one to take that kind of risk.
I think she was one step ahead of the game, though. She refused to give her name or any identification to the woman.
911 got it all.
Yeah, that's true. I better have a talk with her tonight.
Yep. Not just her.
You're right.
That's your assets on the line.
One thing on the board. Crash.
Why does life have to be like this?
I don't know. A litigious community. That woman could have just stayed there and baked on the asphalt. Lehigh Acres, crash. Westminster Street North and Homestead Road North.
I can't stand up, and I think this lady has something to do with it.
She pushed me. Coming up in less than an hour, the newscast of record. With Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here he is right now. Mark Haney's got today's headlines. Yeah, I better change accounts and everything, come to think of it.
Mm-hmm. You better call Mike.
Yep.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know. The good people at Merriam-Webster have determined the word of the year for 2019.
And I think I know what it
is. Boy, we couldn't be more excited about it.
Unbelievable.
The good people at Smirnoff know what you want.
You're darn right they do.
That's why they've created fake gift boxes that allow you to ice someone by surprise.
Ah!
A donut shop refused to force out a homeless man and then saw a boom in sales from people who wanted to feel good about themselves.
Yep. I could have had that story in the grab bag, and I said, too contrived. Guy looking to make a buck off the homeless.
Feel free to shoot holes through the whole damn thing.
Yep.
And finally, things are different in Michigan.
Yeah, that's true.
And we may think of deer hunting as a hobby. In Michigan, we could not be further from the truth. People's lives revolve around deer hunting.
It's a fact.
So when there is a deer hunting crime, it is very serious. A man had the nerve,
the
unmitigated gall, to actually spray his own brother's hunting area with deer repellent. He is being pursued to the fullest extent of the law, as you might imagine. That's just not done.
No.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. We try to bring it to you with the 4 o'clock fluffer. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies?
Many people prefer to rent an artificial Christmas tree from Stan because they feel real trees are messy and a hassle to dispose of.
Yeah, and to decorate and all that. And my fake trees would be fully decorated, too.
But not everybody. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
reasons to buy a real Christmas tree.
Top reasons to buy a real Christmas tree.
It'll be a great workout for the Roomba you're getting for Christmas.
No, you gotta do this. Gotta do this.
Gotta do that. That's what you gotta do.
After Christmas, you can stick it in that wood chipper that's been collecting dust since your murdering days.
Ow! Dirty son of a...
That's one thing you get to see in The Irishman.
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch it?
I have not. Did you finish it?
No.
All right.
I kind of know how it ends.
Yeah, well.
It'll make your house smell less like buffalo wings.
Woo! All right there, sweetheart.
Nothing says happy holidays like watching something slowly die.
Yep.
No, I'm not responding to him.
After the holidays, it doubles as a great way to start that accidental fire and collect the insurance money.
Does not meet the smell test.
You got to be out of your mind.
I like that guy, too.
Well, he can deal with her.
Yeah.
And finally, the very top reason to buy a real Christmas tree.
Yes.
Because we need to focus on what's really important in life.
Yes.
Instagram likes.
Yep.
I'm a strong black woman.
You
guys are doing good.
Oh,
I want to send that guy after Maxine.
You got to be out of your mind.
He'll handle her. He knows how to handle her. And that, my friend.
Elvis has left the building.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
I found this email to be just awesome. Very short. Don wrote this, and he says, heard you guys talking about Strike Lane Bowling Alley yesterday down in Bonita that closed down.
God, I missed that place.
Guys, there is a stone and statue dealer in that building now that used to house the bowling alley.
Oh, I wonder if they could make statues of us to put out front.
To this day, there are still two perfectly good lanes in the building that the owner and employees use to bowl.
Oh, who do we got to know?
I know.
Oh, that would be
just
great.
Just go down there.
Yes.
Hang out for a night and bowl.
We got to make friends with that guy.
Yup.
The place is called.
Make that a New Year's resolution.
That, it's a stone and statue dealer.
We got to get in on that action, bud.
Remember last year at Christmas time, Donna, the artist, brought us the painting she did with our names on the beach chairs. I saw her this weekend. She was at an art show.
How's she doing?
She's doing good, and she writes, ahoy, guys. Stan, it was great meeting you and your lovely wife at the Bell Tower Shop's art and craft show Saturday. Meeting you was certainly the highlight of my weekend. I took your advice, and I have started painting at my events. I'll be at a big show in Tampa this weekend, and I will be using the Stan and Haney difference. It's a great way to draw a crowd when you're there painting. Congratulations to Haney on his daughter's wedding.
Thank you so much. I couldn't be happier about it.
Perhaps if you guys get some elusive Christmas bonus, Haney can stay at a better flop house next time.
I wouldn't trade that experience for the world. It was very colorful.
Merry colorful. Christmas, guys. Signed, Donna.
You know, that's a side of life we don't normally see.
That's right. The seedy side. This is from Megan. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. Well, I'm not sure what's more frustrating. Explaining to my better half the bias in the FISA report or breaking the news to Dave about Santa. At least Dave has enough sense to know the media's bias is showing. I had a headache explaining to my better half the bedwetters in the FBI and the media that wanted Hillary Clinton to win and a myriad of laws that she broke. Like using bleach bit, deleting emails. He says what I have been saying all along. Why is she not in jail then?
Yeah.
I said because she feels she is above the law. Signed, Meg.
You know, with that IG report, it's being spun in ridiculous ways.
Yeah.
And I thought the simplest way to explain it as to who's telling the truth is going back to the House Intelligence Committee dueling memos. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
The Nunes memo and the Schiff memo. Now that we have all of this work by the attorney, the inspector general, go back and look at who was telling the truth.
Correct. You're right. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
What do we got here? 17 violations, Durham.
Violations and omissions.
Let's see. Lies. Well, let's see what he says. Ahoy, gentlemen. Well, guys, I have some of the report. What a disappointment. Yes, there were 17 violations, but no one was charged. Well, he can't charge. However, Attorney General Barr and Durham disagree with the IG report, and I suspect they have other info that will name people who will be charged. They do. I don't believe a word these Democrats say. They're all lies. Of course, that's just my opinion. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Who's been waiting on Rob on the phone for so long?
I don't think he knows.
Is it anybody I need to talk to at this minute?
It was about the situation with your wife yesterday.
Look, the less said, the better. Yeah. Now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
I'm proud of her. But, well, let's find out. Wait, hold on.
Well, you're just you're opening the door to more liability. Yeah, yeah.
Ahoy.
Hey, Stan. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good.
Hey, it's Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan.
Hey, Haney, how are you?
Hello, Ryan. How are you?
I'm well, man. I'm well. Hey, you don't have to worry about your wife's predicament because there's a thing called a Good Samaritan law, man.
That's from Seinfeld.
No, it's not. It's a-
Yeah, it is. Even I know that. I don't. I never watched the show.
We'll be back.
But strangely, I love Curb Your Enthusiasm, but yeah, I've never seen Seinfeld.
I can't believe it. You would have loved it.
Yeah.
Curb's coming back, by the way.
Bang.
They got another season coming up, I think, after the first of the year.
I cannot wait.
Yep, it's back. Stan and
I've
Haney.
Been jonesing for that.
Oh, yeah. 96K Rock.
96K Rock is where we've been for years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out anytime we like. And they said something else, but I forget what it was.
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for joining us Wednesday afternoon. I had to think about that for a second. What day of the week are we? Wednesday. Going to tell you about Cape Coral Bike Night coming up this weekend. Always fun for bike night, but first, let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. All right, one thing on the board. It's in Lehigh Acres. We got a crash. Lee Street and Lee Boulevard. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. If you've never been to a Cape Coral bike night, you don't know what you're missing. It's truly a fun night. K-Rock, the city of Cape Coral Parks and Recreation, and special events present another Cape Coral Bike Night. Saturday kicks off at 5 p.m. downtown Cape Coral. It's going to be located on Southeast 47th Terrace. They're going to have some live rock down there with a band called Signal 3 and Red Hannah. It's going to be on the big stage for Bike Night at Southeast 8th Court. Admission is free, and they have a huge vendor village there where you can do some Christmas shopping, plenty of food and drinks. It's another Cape Coral Bike Night this Saturday, the 14th, 5 p.m., downtown Cape Coral. Always, always fun. Ahoy!
Mr. Stein?
Eddie, is this you, Eddie Taylor?
Yeah,
hey,
sir.
How are you, my friend? How are you, everybody? It's been a while. Attorney Eddie Taylor, Esquire, he's been a longtime friend of the show. Yes, he is an attorney, practicing attorney, getting his degree at Buffoon Cookman. How have you been?
I've been okay. I wouldn't be telling people that I'm a practicing attorney.
Oh, you know what? I haven't heard from you in a while, Eddie. Are you still a practicing attorney? I should ask that before you come on.
Yes. I'm no longer recognized as
yes, sir. You're no longer recognized as an attorney.
Yes, sir. Due to the fact There's a lot, lots of paperwork involved in maintaining a law license.
Yes,
they want a lot of fees, and you've got to have what they call continuous education.
Yeah, you got to be updated. You got to go and be refreshed on that. You passed the bar. I know you passed the bar, and you put a name on the door. You used to have billboards all over town, and you're not doing it anymore because you don't want to keep up with your continuing education.
And you got to file paperwork.
Yes, you do.
Certify this and that and whatnot.
Fair enough.
I decided it's too much work.
What are you doing up now?
I'm cutting grass with a push mower.
You went from being an attorney to cutting grass with a push mower.
Yes, sir. Ms. Sarita Williams said that would be the best thing for the family, and I go around with my little old pickup truck and my push mower.
Okay.
And she say that way I keep my physical body in shape.
That's true. That's true. Do you want to promote your business?
No. She make all them arrangements. She do all the collecting of the money.
Uh-huh.
I push them more.
You know, you realize, Eddie, that in the wintertime, the off season, the grass really doesn't grow. It's not until summertime where they really need you.
Ms. Williams make them arrangements, and I cut it whether it needed or not.
Gotcha. Well, Eddie, it's so good hearing from you. Why are you calling in today?
Cutting grass is all well and good.
Yeah, you cut any lawns today? Did you cut any lawns today?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now,
yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Looky here.
Did you just say looky here?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
What? So
yes,
what?
Sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So why are you calling, Eddie?
Well, what I've really been throwing myself and all of my energies at is trying to raise these children right.
When are you going to be make Serena an honest woman and marry her, and then you get all the kids have a daddy again?
Well, that's up to her, sir. The
yes,
offer's
sir.
Been extended many times.
Yes, sir. Yes.
She claimed they had tax advantages.
Yeah, I understand that, and you're a lawyer. You should know that. You should tell her about the tax advantages.
Well, I was sick that day at lawyer school.
Okay, understood. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. What can
yes,
I help?
Sir.
Yes, sir, Eddie. What can I help
yes,
you with?
Sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. What can I help, sir?
Well, looky here.
You said looky here again, Eddie. That really gets on my nerves.
I'm sorry, sir.
That's all right, Eddie. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
I've been having problems with the younger child, Malcolm.
Yes.
Because every time that I try to point out to him what should be a positive role model.
Yes, sir.
He always gets on his telephone and looks things up to argues with me.
Well, you know what? I think you're a man that has lived a long time, Eddie. You know positive role models,
yes,
and you know
sir.
And you know negative role models.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
go ahead.
Sir?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, I suggested that he may want to have a role model.
Yes.
A prominent African-American role model of Reverend Al Sharpton.
You want him to use Reverend Al Sharpton as a positive role model, Eddie?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I don't know what you deem as a positive role model. There would be some to question that.
He come back at me, and he say that Al Sharpton is not a good role model.
I would agree with Malcolm.
The man is a fraud.
Yes.
And used to be a thug for the mafia also.
He was a bag man for Don King.
And that Tawana Brawley's yep. was a hoax.
Yes. You know what? Never let it be said, and I've known about Serena's children for a long time. Malcolm, young Malcolm, is a smart kid. He's a good bookworm. Are you smoking, Eddie?
Yes, sir.
Put that lighter down and tell me what the thing is about role models.
Because this is a rebellious child.
He's not rebellious.
And so he say, I don't want to follow Reverend Al Sharpton.
Good.
I say, well, you know, looking here, what about Representative Maxine Waters?
Another one? He won't let no. That's not and another he, good role model. No.
And he comes back at me and says that she the most corrupt member of Congress in history.
She is.
He claimed that when the bottom spills out of the economies in 2008,
yeah.
that she took advantage.
She did.
And made the government give money to her husband's bank?
Yeah, I mean, doesn't he discover his own role models, though, Eddie? I mean, you're going around trying to tell him Al Sharpton, Maxine Waters, and he's point for point telling you, I don't want them to be my role model.
Well, and I said, finally, I said, looky here, Malcolm.
Looky here.
I'm going to bring out the big guns.
Okay.
The role models of role models.
All right. And who's that?
Nobody can argue with Billy D. Williams.
I won't argue with that. Billy D. Williams. Eddie, I don't know if you know this. I know Billy D. Williams.
You know
Billy D.
Williams.
I do. He's been a guest on this show. Billy D. Williams. Mr. Colt 45.
Then you, nothing goes down smoother than a Colt 45.
Yep, that's Billy D. Williams.
And then he
Brian's song. Oh, was he great in Brian's song and Lady Sings the Blues? Oh.
And then he was in Star Trek.
He was in Star Wars.
Star Trek.
No, he wasn't in Star Trek. And it's Star Trek. And it wasn't Star Trek. He was in Star Wars. He's going to be in the new one.
Yes, sir.
Yes. So did Malcolm agree with Billy D. Williams?
Well, sir. I'm not proud of this, but the boy come back at me, and I struck him.
You struck one of Serena's children?
Yes, sir.
Why?
Well, I think you'll agree with it, because he say, well, I looked up Billy D. Williams, and he one of them weirdos that think he a woman.
What?
Just like the Wheaties box man.
You talking about Caitlyn / Bruce Jenner?
Yes, sir.
No.
And I said, you do not speak that way about Billy D. Williams in this household.
I would agree with you on that. I wouldn't strike the kid, Eddie. I wouldn't strike the kid. What? Where's he getting his sources from?
He claimed that Williams,
a transsexual. What do you mean?
That an Esquire magazine.
He's on the cover of Esquire magazine, Eddie. I got a subscription to it. The guy's cool as hell.
And that he told the interviews that he wants to be a lady.
No. No, he didn't.
Good. Then I'm glad I struck that boy to be talking
don't,
about
you don't
him
want to strike
like
a kid, Eddie. You don't want to strike a kid. They got a big story on him in Esquire magazine. And what?
And I don't need to read articles.
You need to read it.
That Billy Dee Williams would never say something about being a feminine woman.
Well, he kind of says. Do you know Eddie? Do you know how Eddie?
Sir.
Eddie.
Sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, Eddie. Sir.
Yes, sir.
Eddie. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Eddie, I'm going to agree with you. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. But do you know? Do you,
yes, sir.
Let me use a little scenario for you. Take your betrothed, Serena Williams.
Yes, sir.
She's a woman, right?
Oh, yes, sir.
But she also has a mean, strong side, almost man-like at times with the way she handles things, of being in control and taking charge and, you know, almost sometimes being man-like. You know what I'm saying? Be honest, Eddie. You know
well,
I'm right.
I wouldn't say that. What I'd say is that she kicks like a mule.
Yeah, well, there you go. What Billy Dee Williams, of course, he's promoting his movie because he's going to be in there. And he's trying to make the millennials happy, you know, kind of like millennials, Millennium Falcon. He's just saying that, like all people, he has recognized and he has come in touch with his masculine side and his feminine side. Do you know, Eddie, what do you know best about Billy Dee Williams? How he dresses. He's got the best clothes. His hair always looks perfect.
Well,
that's the feminine side.
He got the best mustache I ever seen
yes.
on a man.
He's just trying to tell you that, as all people do, he has his male side and his feminine side, where he can be sensitive and caring and emotional, and then he can also be tough. It's not anything to do with him turning transsexual and becoming Caitlyn Jenner. What is the matter with you?
Well, looky here.
Looky here.
No, I don't understand all of that. Maybe you can clear it up for me.
I loved him in Nighthawks with Sylvester Stallone. He was fantastic.
Have Billy Dee Williams laid with a man?
What? Be more specific about that, Eddie. I don't want to talk about that.
How specific you want me to be?
Look, you ever share a bed with somebody?
When I was a child, I shared a bed with probably seven people.
All right, were they brothers and sisters?
Yes, sir.
All right, so suppose you went to camp out and you had to share a cot with, like, your next-door neighbor, Stevie.
Well, that never happened.
Well, it happened to Billy Dee.
Oh, good Lord.
Always good to hear from Eddie. We'll be back.
A soothing waterfall of character flaws, coupled with a bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Rob's show at 6 o'clock, kind of. Rob show at 6 o'clock, kind of like Mark Caney in the news here in just a second. But first, let's get you.
Wait a second, isn't what? Rob going to the party?
Oh yeah, he'll be there, and he'll be on the air too.
How does that work?
Kind of like.
How does it?
We're in remember how I was telling you the other day where Christmas magic?
Yeah,
yeah, that's what it is. Going to be Christmas magic.
Oh, he taped it ahead of time?
Well, we're not supposed to tell everybody that, but, you know, why like so many other years where they would have parties and get-togethers when we were working and wouldn't let us leave?
Yeah. Well, it was designed that way.
It most certainly was. Hey, we're having a big get-together to thank the staff of Beasley for their wonderful efforts. Come one, come all. The gathering will be from 3 o'clock to 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not joking about that. Every year, come on by. We're going to go and have our summertime celebration. We're all asking the staff to go do it at the beach. It'll be from 3 to 5.
Yeah, my favorite one was where they had a summertime celebration.
Yep.
It was on Fort Myers Beach.
Yep.
It started at 1. We were expected to be there, but then be back here by 2.
Yes.
So by the time we fight traffic
we
to get
were,
to the
party
beach,
went till like 5.
And we had to fight our way there. And we got there about 1:15, and we had to leave at 1:25 because we had to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But we also had to do the full show.
Correct.
And everybody else is drunken in swimsuits.
Yep. Hey, we're heading over to whatever tavern, across from the radio station, and we want to just say thanks to everybody.
Big pool party.
It'll start at 3.
Yep.
You think we're joking? We're not. And they wonder why we're so sour on this.
Oh, God.
Although, I'll tell you, the Christmas party the last couple of years has been good. Very low pressure.
You remember what they did to me in past years.
I understand that.
Where I was expected to give this oration.
Yep. They passed the torch on to Jeff Zito after that. Then everybody was mad at Jeff Zito. A few people walked out and they stopped doing it.
Why, did he bomb? I always did
He didn't bomb.
Was he a little too punchy?
A little too punchy.
See, that's not how you do that.
No, and it offended people. So they said, we're just not going to do that.
I don't remember what year it was, but it's like I became the chaplain of Beasley.
That was, I can tell you exactly the year that was. That was 2008. Where you were the Beasley chaplain. Because they wanted to do a prayer before dinner. Nobody wanted to do the prayer. And they drafted you.
I was told I was doing it.
They drafted you. Haney, go ahead. Haney had everybody's head bowed in prayer before the meal. He finished, said amen. And as everybody was cutting into their roast beast, Haney hightailed it. Yeah.
I thought I did good.
You did a great job. You did a great job. They've got the Christmas company Christmas party down to a science, thanks to Rachel. She cares about it. I can go down a list and tell you why I don't like the Christmas party. They did it on a boat one year. Going down the river.
Unacceptable.
And it was cold weather and nothing would stay on the table. They one year we did it at a comedy club, Rob, where they had an insult comedian. And for some reason, he decided to zero in on the midday girl. She ran off in tears.
Well, I think when I stopped going was when we had a girl working here, and I use that in the loosest of terms. When she vomited in front of me, I said, I'm not doing this.
We also had one year at a very swanky place, and I was like, whoa, this is really, really nice.
I think I remember that one.
And when I got there, I guess other businesses were having their Christmas parties, and it was, Christmas party, and it was when we were having an unbelievable cold snap.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go into the bis posh.
Is this the one where they were constantly telling us, please step aside, this is for paying customers?
No. Went inside and I didn't know where it was. The bar area, Christmas party going on, wasn't ours.
Yeah, and we walked in and we thought it was our Christmas party, but nobody there worked for us and we didn't even know it.
Second room, one of their ballrooms there.
Yeah.
Christmas party going on. Not our Christmas party. Second ballroom, Christmas party going on, not our Christmas party. And finally, I said, you were with me. I said, can you please tell me where the Beasley Christmas party is? And they said, oh, yes, your party is out by the pool. Outdoors in about 40-degree weather. And it was, I just remember it was freezing cold. Those days are gone.
And I just remember we really hit it off with the first Christmas party. We were welcomed by them.
Oh, yeah.
Not our business. I don't even know what they did for a living, but they loved us. I think we ended up going back with them.
Yes, we wound up going to the other party.
Yep.
They were great. Lots of gifts.
Yep.
And free drink, open bar.
And I was told I was doing a great job.
Yep. Yeah, we really appreciate you here at the company. Yep.
There was so much back slapping. Yep. And...
But those, you know,
I'd work for them if I had the skills for whatever it is that they do.
It was engineering, I think.
Yeah.
Engineering and design.
But really warm people.
The past few years, I'm going to go back about 4 years where they took our advice and said, we said, there's no need. People don't want to go to these necessarily. And they made the big announcement that there would be no Christmas party to go to. And we were as happy as clams. But all the office people, salespeople, front office people bitched and complained so much about it because that's their night out that they had to reinstitute it. Past few years, Rachel has been doing it, having it at really cool places and really making it enjoyable for anybody. There are last three that I've been, there have been no fights. No shoving matches, no egos on parade.
Vomiting?
No vomiting or high-end upper-crust Beasley officials that might be standing behind you when you say something.
Boy, did I save your ass.
All right, that was 21 years ago.
But I'll give it another chance, okay.
Okay, thank you. We'll have fun. It's all about fun.
Hold on. You think I'm going to have fun?
Yeah, I think you're going to have a good time.
Yeah, good luck with
that. You're going to enjoy it.
I don't know how to have
fun. I think you're going to have fun. A couple in Fort Myers crash the 4900 block of Holly Drive. Then we got a disabled vehicle, Fort Myers, Brookshire Lake Boulevard and Daniels Parkway, Lehigh Acres hit and run, 700 block of Morning View Court, and a crash in Bonita Springs, Bonita Beach Road Southeast, and Quinn Street. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Harry Reasoner and Barbara Walters.
He's
who's
not
in California.
Invited. He's
also
on the phone.
Frank Reynolds and Howard K. Smith in Washington.
I'm Ann Compton.
I'm Charles.
I'm Jerry King.
I'm Jerry King.
I'm Barbara Walters.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, December 11th.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know. You know, we talked about Detroit the other day.
Yeah, about now, the Olympics.
They were always trying to get the Olympic Games and never could. And they finally gave up in 1972. And the population of Detroit, I don't even know what it is. It's a fraction of what it was.
Oh, it's declined.
But you think of Chicago differently. You think they got a healthy population.
Yeah, that's, you know, second city.
Well, believe it or not, Chicago's population peaked in the year 1950.
Jeez.
There were 3.6 million people living in the city of Chicago. Now it is down to 2.7 million, according to the last census. And it may go down much further than that. I was reading about the problems that they are having financially at the municipal and state level.
New census next year.
People are fleeing.
Yep, got the census next year.
I saw something that it was something to the effect that for the city of Chicago's pension system to survive, it would mean that every man, woman, and child living in the city of Chicago owes $140,000 just to keep it solvent. Well, it's that time of year again, Stan.
It sure is, Haney.
As we wave goodbye to 2019 and look forward to better days ahead, as we've been doing for the past several decades.
Mm-hmm.
Next year is going to be the one.
It'll be another new decade. Mm-hmm. Because we were here in the 90s, the aughts, the teens, and now the 20s.
Well, the good people over at Merriam-Webster have a little tradition. As we exit the year, they determine the Merriam-Webster official word of the year for 2019.
Yes.
And the word of the year for 2019 is they.
I saw it. I saw it on the news because it's not gender specific.
Specifically, when it's used as a gender neutral replacement for he or she.
Yeah, they.
Or as the pronoun for a person with a non-binary gender identity.
Like a Billy D. Williams?
I'm not sure about all
no,
that.
I mean, either.
That's an odd thing to say.
Yep. He's fine.
I'll reserve judgment.
Yeah, he's fine.
I mean, does he mean it like Rosie Greer did when he admitted he likes to knit?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, then that's okay.
I think so.
The number of people who had to look up the word they on Merriam-Webster's website went up 313% in 2019, having to look up what the word they means.
So that they can use it for themselves.
So how do people feel about using they as a pronoun? 52% think it's a great idea. 35% say it sucks. Hardly a surprise, but the younger the person surveyed, the more they liked it.
Of course.
Some of the other words, these would be the runners-up that Merriam-Webster considered for Word of the Year.
Yeah.
Quid pro quo.
Ah, yeah.
As in quid pro quo Joe 30330. Impeach. Crawdad.
Ooh.
Egregious.
How dare you.
And clemency. Yep. Crawdad made it.
Yep. Thank goodness. There's some normal word there.
Yep. In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Jason and Todd with the Diamond District and Estero at Coconut Point have exciting news for you. This week only, Wednesday, December 11th and Thursday, the 12th, the Diamond District is having their annual John Hardy Holiday Trunk Show. John Hardy Jewelry is handcrafted by artisans in Bali. And for these 2 days only, view one of the largest collections of John Hardy just in time for Christmas. John Hardy is dedicated to the creation of ultimate beauty through artisan handcrafted jewelry. Since inception, John Hardy has been deeply rooted in the essential values of community, artisanship, and sustainability. Join Jason and Todd at the Diamond District this Wednesday and Thursday only and experience for yourself the magic, power, and timeless beauty of the John Hardy collections. Whether it's from the Dot, Bamboo, Legends, or Classic Chain collections, John Hardy Jewelry makes a perfect gift for Christmas.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, a man in San Diego named Brad Keeler co-owns a store called Nomad Donuts.
Nomad Donuts.
Last month, he received a one-star review on the Yelp that had to do with a homeless gent who enjoys hanging around outside the donut shop.
Mm-hmm.
Our homeless homie is Ray Taylor, and he's a ripe 58.
Jeez.
Now, Brad has been encouraging him to loiter for about a year because he's a nice homeless man and doesn't bother anyone. People do sometimes give him donuts, but he never asks for food or money.
Kind of like the guys just, I dealt with at the White Castle.
Yeah, he just hangs around looking sad. Anyway, the Yelp person complained that it was annoying to see him there all the effing time, and they just like to enjoy their donuts.
Yeah.
And Brad posted his response. I know. I'll get him up on the friggin' cross. I know I probably lose some business, possibly yours too, because of my choice not to chase him away. But I won't. He's not looking for handouts, and he tries not to bother anyone.
Really?
If you stop and talk with him, maybe you'll come to like him too.
Get out of my store.
The story's slowly gone viral over the past 2 weeks. And Brad has seen a huge boost in sales because of it.
Yep, make everybody feel good.
A lot of Budinskis have stopped in to thank him for being so nice.
Uh-huh. Yeah, get out of my store.
And the person who posted the honest one-star review...
Oh, probably just beat up.
...ended up taking it down to avoid the hate. Meanwhile, Brad started a GoFundMe campaign to raise money for Ray, and people have given this man almost $5,000 for doing nothing. Ray is very excited about that kind of cash.
I'm sure he is. Mission accomplished.
He told a reporter for the local TV news that having someone stick up for him meant a lot, and it's been a long time since anyone has, because he is one of life's losers. He contributes nothing. He's a parasite.
There he is. Look at him. Get out of my store. Get out of my store. He looks perfectly capable of working.
Yeah, well, he prefers not to. He'd rather hang out at the donut shop and have people give him money. Do you remember when it was a thing to ice people with Smirnoff ice, where you'd surprise a person with a bottle of that stuff and...
I don't.
Well, the people at Smirnoff are desperately trying to resuscitate the trend.
I don't remember it.
They're now selling a new line of fake gift boxes that look like they're for things like a hand mixer, wooden hangers, or an ironing board. But when someone opens the box,
yeah,
all that's inside is a single bottle of Smirnoff ice, which they then have to chug.
Oh, that's brilliant.
If this convoluted plan to reboot a failed drinking game trend from earlier in the decade sounds like good fun to you, you can give them $20 for one of these boxes. That includes the empty box plus one bottle of Smirnoff Ice.
Boy, they're making a bundle. Oh, by the way, I keep forgetting to do it. Our celebrity picture of the day, which is on 96krock.com, a rare one. The last known photograph of Elvis Presley, date unknown. Haney and I were with them, and this was the last known photograph with the king, Elvis Presley. And I'm telling you.
Left us too soon. Man.
Left us too soon. Date unknown. I do not remember the date specifically, but go on and you will see. This is the last known photograph.
Boy, I look good.
Yeah, of the king.
He doesn't.
No, no. That was, kept telling us he had to go to the bathroom.
The two of us looked like kids.
We were kids. That was about 2003. About that. We looked a lot better then, didn't we, Ron?
You look the same today.
Oh, well, thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Thank you very much. There it is, the king.
You photograph weird.
Oh, I know. Don't tell me. I that's something I always know. I don't take a good picture. Ever. Ever.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill. God, I miss the king.
Yeah. That was the last time. We never saw him again. We said, you are alive. He said, barely. Can we get a picture? Thank you very much. And that was it.
But that's he's loyal to his friends.
Yeah.
And he knew how much we loved him.
Yeah. We miss you. We miss you, E. And we got a little note. Just, he'll be there shortly, and then he's got to leave.
You know, there's something that we're aware of, but I don't think we fully understand it. And that is the culture around deer hunting in Michigan.
It's something we will never understand because we, both you and I, did not come from the Midwest where hunting deer is a lifestyle.
There is a gentleman from Newaygo County in western Michigan, and apparently he'd been having many severe arguments with his brother earlier this year while they were hunting for deer at the private camp their father had left them in his will. This man had the nerve,
the
unmitigated gall to interfere in his brother's deer hunting season. I hesitate to even say what he did. It's so unthinkable.
What did he do?
He sprayed the entire area around his brother's hunting stand, not with buck piss, but with deer repellent.
Well, how's he going to land a buck with deer repellent all around?
I think that's one of the worst things you could do to somebody in Michigan.
Where they don't even have a chance to shoot a deer.
The brother eventually figured out the dastardly deed. And as it turns out, trail cameras caught the whole thing on videotape.
Aha! Aha!
He is having his brother prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Yeah, once all inquiries made.
Evidently, on the books in Michigan, there is something called hunter harassment.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
The brother obviously didn't put deer repellent around his stand.
Of course not.
So he's facing a separate charge of baiting deer where prohibited.
Yeah, he wants to go back into the town with that deer tied right to his fender.
Yep.
Not his brother. Him. There are laws.
Yeah, hunter harassment.
Yep. Darn right. And they should be enforced.
That's just cruel. And that's the news for today, Wednesday, December 11th.
WMXIX.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
Here he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Rob, show up next. Let's get a final look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. One thing on the board, crash, Fort Myers. It's Fowler Street and North Airport Road, and you are up to date.
What's going on?
I thought you said you wanted a minute.
No, I said, do we have a minute?
Oh.
Did you need me here?
Oh, no, we're done. Okay. I thought you wanted a minute of time to say something.
No. No. Oh. I wondered if you needed me.
No, we're good.
Or if we needed a song.
No, I said, do you have it? I said, yeah, we got a minute.
Well, I meant, did you need me to unplug everything back then? Because we're done. So the answer, I guess, would be yes, but...
No, sorry. We're out of time.
What?
We're out of time.
What's
right
that
now.
About?
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I love bad food. I eat Slim Jims. Yes. Meat sticks. You squeeze the end of them, grease comes out of it. Oh, I love Slim Jims. Slim Jims and beer, my two favorite things on the planet. Well, not my most favorite, but it's in the top three. I love Slim Jims so much, I called their consumer hotline. I swear to God. And I said, I got your next $1 billion idea. And the lady goes, do tell. I said, all right, fellas like beer and Slim Jims. I said, so what you need to do is drill a hole through the middle of that Slim Jim so we can suck beer through it and take a bite of Slim Jim. When my time finally comes and I go to meet my maker and I'm lying in that coffin and people are filing by, I don't want people to look in there and go, wow, he looks great. I'm dead. They've sewed my eyelid shut. I want people to walk by my coffin and look in it and go, Jesus. He partied. And don't put a rose in my hands. Put a Slim Jim. Send me to heaven with a Slim Jim.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We're the Stan and Haney Show. 96 K Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy!
Yes, sir. Mr. Stan?
Eddie? Is this you, Eddie Taylor?
Yes, sir!
Eddie, it's so good hearing from you. Why are you calling in today?
I've been having problems with the younger child, Malcolm.
Yes.
Because every time that I try to point out to him what should be a positive role model.
Yes, sir.
He always gets on his telephone and looks things up to argues with me. Finally, I said, looky here, Malcolm.
Looky here.
I'm going to bring out the big guns.
Okay.
The role models of role models.
All right. And who's that?
Nobody can argue with Billy D. Williams.
I won't argue with that. Billy D. Williams. Eddie, I don't know if you know this. I know Billy D. Williams.
You know Billy D. Williams?
I do. He's been a guest on this show. Billy D. Williams. Mr. Colt 45.
Then you, nothing goes down smoother than a Colt 45.
Yep, that's Billy D. Williams.
And then he
Brian's song. Oh, was he great in Brian's song and Lady Sings the Blues? Oh.
And then he was in Star Trek.
He was in Star Wars.
Star Trek.
No, he wasn't in Star Trek. And it's Star Trek. And it wasn't Star Trek. He was in Star Wars. He's going to be in the new one.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes. So, absolutely. So, did Malcolm agree with Billy D. Williams?
I'm not proud of this, but the boy come back at me, and I struck him.
Why?
Well, I think you'll agree with it, because he say, well, I looked up Billy D. Williams, and he one of them weirdos that think he a woman.
What?
Just like the Wheaties box man.
You talking about Caitlyn slash Bruce Jenner?
Yes, sir.
No.
And I said, you do not speak that way about Billy D. Williams in this household.
Now, I would agree with you on that. I wouldn't strike the kid, Eddie. I wouldn't strike the kid. What? Where's he getting his sources from?
He claimed that Mr. Bill.
He's
Mr.
not
Williams,
a transsexual. What do you mean?
That an Esquire magazine.
He's on the cover of Esquire magazine, Eddie. I got a subscription to it. The guy's cool as hell.
And that he told the interviews that he wants to be a lady.
No, he didn't.
Well, good. Then I'm glad I struck that boy to be talking
about
him.
You don't
want to
strike
like
a kid, Eddie. You don't want to strike a kid. They got a big story on him in Esquire magazine. And what?
And I don't need to read article.
You need to read it.
That Billy D. Williams would never say something about being a feminine woman.
Well, he kind of says. Do you know, Eddie? Eddie, I'm going to agree with you. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. But do you know? Let me use a little scenario for you. Take your betrothed, Serena Williams.
Yes, sir.
She's a woman, right?
Yes, sir.
But she also has a mean, strong side, almost manlike at times with the way she handles things, of being in control and taking charge, and you know, almost sometimes being manlike. You know what I'm saying? Be honest, Eddie. You know
well,
I'm right.
I wouldn't say that. What I'd say is that she kicks like a mule.
Yeah, well, there you go. What Billy D. Williams, of course, he's promoting his movie because he's going to be in there, and he's trying to make the millennials happy, you know, kind of like millennials, Millennium Falcon. He's just saying that, like all people, he has recognized and he has come in touch with his masculine side and his feminine side. Do you know, Eddie, what do you know best about Billy D. Williams? How he dresses. He's got the best clothes. His hair always looks perfect.
Well, that's the feminine side. He got the best mustache I ever seen
yes.
on a man.
And he's just trying to tell you that, as all people do, he has his male side and his feminine side, where he can be sensitive and caring and emotional, and then he can also be tough. It's not anything to do with him turning transsexual and becoming Caitlyn Jenner. What is the matter with you?
Well, looky here.
Looky here.
Doug, I don't understand all of that. Maybe you can clear it up for me.
I loved him in Nighthawks with Sylvester Stallone. He was fantastic.
Have Billy D. Williams laid with a man?
Look, you ever share a bed with somebody? Suppose you went to camp out and you had to share a cot with, like, your next-door neighbor, Stevie.
That never happened.
Well, it happened to Billy D.
Oh, good Lord.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.